Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
One more snap, and then it's going to be for the fourth postseason meeting since 2020. It's going to be the Chiefs and the Bills. And immediately, Josh Allen goes straight for Lamar Jackson. He knew exactly where he was on that sideline and a touch of class.
He's been there.
Certainly has.
Oh, does that suck for Lamar Jackson? I don't even think that Josh Allen was that good.
Nope.
But he wasn't bad, and sometimes not being bad is enough. It's actually the story of my career. Are you just competent? They'll let you host a morning show. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. This is a game that will reflect negatively on Lamar Jackson's legacy. Right or wrong, whether you want to put it more on Mark Andrews or John Harbaugh, this game is going to affect his legacy more than those guys' legacy. And he deserves some flack. He did not play well. So the question, right off the shoot, and we'll get into the Steelers, like I said, a bunch over the course of the show. Who do you blame for the loss? You're a Ravens fan today. You're waking up. You're mad. Who are you most mad at? 412-928-9370. That's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here's the context. In half now of his playoff games, Lamar Jackson has had two or more turnovers. Half. In the regular season, 15% of his games, he has two or more turnovers. Doran, who do you blame?
I mean, it's easy to sit here and blame, and I don't even know why, but people will because of it. Just how shocking of the moment was Mark Andrews, and that didn't even guarantee them to win the game. That would just tied it and possibly get it overtime. You got to blame the turnovers. Like, you just got to blame everybody as a whole, but probably Lamar Jackson a little bit because of the turnovers. Like, you know, going into games like that against good football teams, you can't turn the ball over, and they did too much yesterday. They didn't have everything buttoned up. They probably had their minds thinking of what they did to the Bills early on in the season, during the regular season, and, you know, and they got caught. And Josh Allen, like you said it perfectly. Like, sometimes you don't have to be Superman. Sometimes you can just be somebody that just takes care of what you got to take care of. And that's what he did. Like, he just took care of what he needed to. And that was the football. And that was just enough to win the game. And that's what the Ravens didn't do. So, I mean, I don't want to blame Lamar Jackson. I'm not going to blame Mark Andrews either. I'm going to blame the whole team. The whole team just wasn't buttoned up for that game.
It was a choke fest. Just calling it exactly like I see it. The Ravens are a better football team than the Bills.
Yes.
Absolutely they are. They moved the ball. Those are not good conditions. It's the coldest game Lamar's ever played in. You got wind. You got cold. You got this nasty kind of gray-looking snow. That's what it looked like in Philly at first, too.
Yep.
It wasn't even white. Mm-mm. They have the Eagles logo on the field, which is white. And then the snow, it's like this disgusting gray color. We might need to do something about our pollution. But anyhow, yeah, the conditions are bad. You still put up 416 total yards. They had 7.3 yards per play to the Bills' 4.6. They threw it for over 100 yards more than the Bills. They ran for 176. These are all statistics of a team that won.
Right.
Except they had four more penalties for 33 more yards than the Bills did. They had three more turnovers than the Bills did. There's your football game. And right or wrong, Lamar Jackson's going to own this and wear this more than anybody else. In the moment, it's going to be Mark Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Andrews, two drops, and like I said in the pre-show, hadn't had one since week six. Lamar Jackson, a fumble, hadn't had one since 2019. And that ball goes right through his hands on the two-point conversion. That's the guy Ravens fans are going to be most mad at today. But as you zoom out, and then I think the national narrative is going to be Lamar can't get it done in the big game again.
Yes.
The pick was bad. Can't happen. And he said post-game, and we'll hear it coming up in the next segment, he knew exactly what he was looking at. He just didn't manipulate the safety. Like, he knew what they were going to do and just makes a bad decision. And then the fumble that gets picked up by, what's his face? Von Miller, who is just a playoff maven.
Yep.
Can't happen. Bad snap, athletic play just to recover the thing. And then Lamar's trying to make a play, and it's an RPO, and he's got linemen down the field. He's just trying to get out of that thing and make it not be negative. And he said he gripped the ball harder, and that actually made it pop out. But it can't happen.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes you got to live to fight another down. You just got to go down there.
Man, it just it keeps popping in my head. What did he say before the Steelers game about how he acts?
Antsy.
Now, maybe that wasn't against the Steelers, but whenever the sticks get even tougher,
yep,
and get even more, there's more pressure. You could tell that he was antsy in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell, I mean, clearly with the turnovers, but you could just tell that he was like a little antsy and it got into his head, the circumstances around that football game.
It's inarguable. He is a tremendous regular season quarterback. One of the best we've ever seen. He's a two-time MVP. When they hand out the awards this offseason, he may well be a three-time MVP. What's he won, four playoff games? He going to have three MVPs?
No, it's 3-5, right?
So he's going to have as many MVPs as he is playoff wins. That's not good. Again, 50% of the time in the postseason, he turns it over multiple times. In the regular season, that's 15%. He's not the same player. If I'm the Ravens, I don't even know what I do this offseason in terms of roster construction.
What can you do? You did the most last year.
It was for the Steelers after the game from Mike Tomlin. Oh, we just got to play better. That's bull. Steelers don't need to play better. They need a lot of new...
Better players.
Better players. Yeah. You need better players. You need better coaches. You need a lot. The Ravens, you can watch this game over on tape all offseason, and you probably can say to yourself, play better. But I don't know if you're John Harbaugh, if you're ownership, if you're the general manager, how you have any faith that even when you run through the regular season next year, so long as you stay healthy, you're going to, how you have any faith that when the rubber meets the road or when the plow gets down on that pavement, how you are actually going to play better. I don't know that you can have any faith. This is a good enough roster to win the Super Bowl, a good enough roster that they could be multiple Super Bowl winners by this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't gotten it done. And it's not just Lamar. Again, it was Andrews. And I'll also put some of this on Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And here's why. Too many penalties all season long, and they never fixed it. They were the second highest penalized team in football this year. Never fixed that. 5 for 43 in this game. That's not a huge number. But Buffalo had one penalty for 10 yards. They played clean. You did not. To me, that falls on coaching. And then also, I turned to my wife at the time. Couple minutes left in the third quarter. You're down 21-19. You had just scored a touchdown on the back of Derrick Henry. They went for two.
Yep.
You didn't need to go for two.
Mm-hmm.
You're chasing at that point. Kick the extra point. Make it a one-point game. And then guess what? They'd have had to kick an extra point to send that thing to overtime. And if they had, I don't think Buffalo's stopping them. You're at the mercy of a coin flip then at that point if you're Buffalo.
Yes.
So I don't think Harbaugh should have chased the game. He did. And then you just rode Derrick Henry down the field. And what do you do on the two-point conversion? This is the first one, not the Andrews drop. You motioned him out.
Yeah, right.
Derrick Henry's – you line up in shotgun, which is fine because you're – if you run a read option there, I think you're scoring.
Right. You took away the bigger – the other big threat.
Yes.
So you motion him out. It's like if I'm the defense, like, okay, who do you think's getting the ball? Like, let's just make sure the Lamar doesn't run.
Right.
Like,
you're thinking, thank God I don't get to have a face full of Derrick Henry.
Right.
Like, you're thinking you're lucky. Oh, they're not going to hand the ball to this guy. What the hell are they doing?
Don't know.
So I thought Harbaugh really sucked yesterday, too. And Harbaugh has fewer wins in the postseason since their Super Bowl than Mike Tomlin does, and he's got a multiple-time MVP. They're not going to fire him. They're not going to. But that guy's a choke artist in the big games. And Lamar Jackson, as much as I'm a fan of his, and I get crushed for this, I thought they were going to win the Super Bowl because I believe in that guy. I can't believe in him in the playoffs anymore.
No.
Not until he does it, Doran.
I honestly think that they're to reevaluate if you are the Ravens brass and you're every, you know, the coaching staff and everything, their best route, it's not, you know, it is play better and it's not get better players. It's total opposite of the Steelers. But I think that in their mind, that their best route to get to a Super Bowl is to be the number one seed.
And have
home games and have a bye and hopefully, and then you have the home game and you take care of business from there because they clearly, you know, you're on the road, you're in Buffalo, tough place to play, and it got to them a little bit.
You know what, Doran, that's a great point. Like, and they could have been in the conversation for a one seed this year if they didn't blow it
right
against the Raiders at home. At home. How do you lose to those teams at home?
Yeah.
I know the Steelers did. Clearly, the Steelers and Ravens are on a different plane. So it's unacceptable when the Steelers lose to those teams. It's unforgivable that the Ravens did. Because that's a great point. That should be what they're focusing on next year. That should be the state of goal. We got to get the number one seed.
Yes.
Because then you don't got to go through Allen and Mahomes.
Right.
Then you just got to beat one. And I realize they didn't beat the one, but you'd have them at home.
At home.
Which is a totally different animal.
They win that game if they're at home. And obviously, if things were, obviously things would have to be a lot different. But if they're at home, their chances are very, very high.
It's easier to be buttoned up at home.
Yes. Yes.
They blew it.
Yep.
Just call it like it is. They blew it. 416 yards, 7.3 yards per play. And while we're piling on, because it's fun, because it's the Ravens, not only did Harbaugh screw up by going for two early. And he did screw up. Not only did he screw up and Monk could screw up by motioning their best player out of the backfield, a guy who can't catch for all of the,
drop two passes.
Yeah. For all right of his considerable gifts,
yeah.
Hands are not one of them. My man's got stone hands. So you take him out of the play. Also, when they recommitted to the run, they looked largely the better team. They got away from the run a little bit early in that game because the score is getting out of hand. Who cares? You still had 35 minutes of game action left.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep handing the ball to Derrick Henry. They could not stop Derrick Henry. And for a spell there, they stopped giving it to him.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens.
They did that a lot this year.
A lot.
It was very odd.
A lot. It sounds like I'm mad. I'm not.
No, I mean, they could have put themselves in better position and they just blew it.
Yep.
Like, you know, and it's not, I think what's weird about it is because it's not like Buffalo played like outstanding. It was like, oh, they went in the, and, you know, the Ravens came in and Buffalo stood on business and whooped them. Like, no, like they didn't have to.
You know what, man? That's really well said.
Beat theirself.
Oh, the Ravens lost this game way more than Buffalo won the game. Way more. Because if the Bills had lost, we'd be sitting here today talking about why they ran the ball 36 times and Josh Allen threw it 22.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about it on the broadcast. I thought Roma had a really good call yesterday. Like, you got to go out on your sword.
Yeah, Josh.
And on Josh Allen. And you said before the game, James Cook's a good player, and he is a good player.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he played well in this game. You know, he had nearly 100 total yards. Josh Allen's your guy.
Yeah.
Go out there and win the game with Josh Allen. He only threw for 127 yards.
It's crazy.
If they had lost, we'd be sitting here today talking about why the hell did they not put the game in Josh Allen's hands more. But they won because they didn't make the mistakes. 412-928-9370. How do you view that game from a Ravens standpoint? Who do you blame for the loss? Again, 412-928-9370. When we come back, we'll look at some of the other divisional matchups. It was a great weekend of football.
Oh, it was awesome.
It really was. Every game was captivating. Every game for a while was in doubt. You didn't know who was going to win, so we'll break it all down for you next, but we'd love to hear from you. And you could text us as well. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
First half, I had two costly turnovers. Me not holding the safety, me just knowing the coverage, me knowing it was man, threw a BS interception. It was 7-7 at the time. I believe they scored after that. Battle back, fumble, snap, trying to make something happen. You know, couldn't throw. It was like a RPO play, so I couldn't really throw the ball to Likely. You know, the offensive line was down the field, so I was trying to make something happen. Tried to squeeze the ball, slipped out my hand. Von Miller picked it up, got some yards. I think that led to points for them. So it's a team effort out there. You know, he been busting his behind, he making plays happen out there on that field for us. Came up short. And like I've been saying all season, every time we're in situations like this, turnovers play a factor. Penalties play a factor. Today, well, tonight, the turnovers, we can't have that, you know? And that's why we lost the game, because as you can see, we're moving the ball wonderfully. It's hold on to the ball. I'm sorry for my language. Annoying. I'm tired of the
dang.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson after the game, and you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That's leadership, though, right there.
Yep.
I'll give him credit for that. Because he's ticked, but he's ticked at himself. He's not ticked at his teammates.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I think he understands that there were a lot of reasons they lost the game, but he's a two-time MVP, and you can't turn the ball over twice.
And how many times has, like, Mark Andrews come through for this football team?
That's
like,
right.
Like, I know that it stings right now if you're Ravens fans, but Mark Andrews is one of the best tight ends in the NFL. Like, and that happens, and it sucks that it happens, and Lamar Jackson recognized that, you know, it's not just my teammates, it's not just, you know, he's like, I fumbled the ball too.
Yeah.
You know, it's all of us.
I didn't see what the hear what the question was, but I'm guessing it was, hey, how do you feel about Mark, and blah, 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 and he took it and put it on himself. The frustration there, obvious, because he knows he's better than that too.
Mm-hmm.
Every single game in the divisional round, the team that outgained the other lost. And the reason for that, Ravens, 3 turnovers. Bills, 0. Rams, 2 turnovers. Eagles, 0. Texans, 0 turnovers. Chiefs, 0 turnovers. But in that kind of game, where you're such a big underdog, the Texans would have needed to be on the positive side, and they weren't. And then the Lions. The Lions got beat by double digits, which I would not have... No matter how many however many simulations you could have run of that game, Doran, I never would have thunk
never
that they would lose by double digits.
Nope.
Why? Do you lose by double digits? Because you turn it over 5 times. And the Commanders turned it over with a rookie quarterback. Zilch. What stood out to you from the other games?
Mahomes and the officiating.
Oh, jeez.
Honestly, and I hate to be that guy, but it was very obvious. I mean, 2 Texans ran into each other, helmet to helmet, barely grazed Patrick Mahomes, and they throw a flag. The first one was insane. I mean, it was almost a chest bump from, I think it was Will Anderson.
Yeah, that was awful.
And they thought it was a helmet to helmet to Mahomes. I mean, it's clear and obvious that these officials are trying to protect Patrick Mahomes. And
Lamar did not get that benefit of the doubt.
No, he got smacked on that one play, or he got ran out of bounds on the one play and tackled.
And the logic from the whoever, who was it? Sterator on the broadcast was, well, he's got his hand on Lamar as they're going out of bounds, and you need to be able to finish the tackle. Come on. You can let go of the jersey.
Yeah.
And also, it was a hip drop out of bounds.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if that were on the field of play, it should be a flag. And look at me standing up for Lamar. That's a flag 2 different ways. And they blow it. One thing I will not have a problem with, and this is where this is going to be an unpopular take. Later in the game, Mahomes flopped going out of bounds.
Yes, he did.
I have no problem with it. Flop. Flop. That's game in it, man. That's gamesmanship. If you know that they're willing to throw the hanky if you get breathed on,
true.
Why would I not flop?
True.
Like if you're playing soccer, people hate this about soccer, and I do too, but if they're going to call it whenever I look like I just got hit by a sniper in the ankle, I'm going to look like I got hit by a sniper in the ankle.
Yeah. You got it. You got it.
Right. I'm Crosby and I'm going to the net and it's a big time moment in a big time game, I'm trying to draw a penalty. So I got no problem with Lamar. I got way more problem with Mahomes. I got way more problem with the officiating. And how many times have we talked about this, Doran? When you've got a big weekend or you've got a big game, and we're going to be able to do it tomorrow, too, after the national championship tonight, we can always set aside a segment for officiating.
It's insane.
Officiating always. Across sports is brutal. And particularly in the NFL, when you have the ability to now change things on the fly with the replay assist,
mm-hmm.
And yet it's not applicable to everything. What are we even doing?
Right.
If the clear and obvious is supposed to be what's looked at in this replay assist, why can't we do it with penalties? And we don't, and it's a disaster.
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 Oh, I mean, in the other games, too. I mean, Jaden Daniels, we talked about house money a lot. We talked about that with the Broncos. We talked about that with the Commanders. Now it's not even house money. I don't even know what the term is for it. Like, you are, your return on investment is at an all-time high. Like, your rookie quarterback is just led you to the NFC Championship game, and you not only just, like, snuck in, you didn't just sneak your way to the end. Like, you know, not because of, like, a turnover, a fumble in the end zone, a safety, something crazy.
You beat that ass.
You beat that ass of one of the best teams in the NFL.
You know what they're walking into Philly like?
No.
They're like Vince McMahon.
Yep.
They're just strutting on in there. Or they're like, what's his face from South Park? He's got his nuts in the wheelbarrow.
Yes.
They ain't scared. They beat him already. They are not scared.
Nope.
And I'll tell you this right now. This ain't, I don't think this is exactly a hot take. The team with the better quarterback in that game is Washington.
There's no doubt.
He's a much better player. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not here to tell you Jalen Hurts sucks or anything like that, but
what did he throw for? He threw for under 100 yards, too.
That's the second consecutive game where he was a passenger.
I mean, 200 yards, yeah.
Yeah, he was a passenger. Like, he ain't the reason they won that
football
game. And he's hurt. That might have something to do with it, too, but still. Maybe you'll see Kenny Pickett in the NFC Championship, which would make for tremendous talk radio next Monday.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
That'd be great for us.
I don't want that for Jalen, but I want that for us. And I like me more than I like him.
We talk about, in relative to the Steelers, and, you know, you said it perfectly about the Ravens. We got to play better. And that's absolutely the case. But you look at somebody like the Commanders, like, they have good players.
Yeah.
And not just their young quarterback. Like, they have good, they have two. Really? They have two running backs that are better than the Steelers running backs in Robinson and Eckler.
Yep.
That can do multiple things. They have McLaurin, who is a number one receiver that could take it. You know how many times that McLaurin has taken it the distance on a short pass this year?
Doran, that was my biggest takeaway from this weekend is, so the turnover thing, right? Outgaining, but still losing because you're screwing it up. I guarantee you that's Mike Tomlin's takeaway. As he looks at this weekend and applies the Steelers to it, and he does the globally speaking thing, it's going to be, hey, listen, if you turn it over, you lose. If you don't, you win. My biggest takeaway, though, is you need stars on offense. Mm-hmm. And if you got stars on offense, you got a chance.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels, star. McLaurin, star-like. Their running backs, very good. I look at Philadelphia. Their quarterback didn't even play well. Saquon Barkley did.
Yep.
Because he's a damn superstar. I look at, I mean, even the Rams keeping that thing close and they had a chance to win at the end. You've got star receivers. You've got a star quarterback. You've got stars. You want to win in this league, you need stars. Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, quarterback's the most important thing probably. But when I think about these teams with these great quarterbacks, they still have guys around them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers don't have either.
Mm-mm.
They have George Pickens. That's it. Well, the Rams have Stafford and those receivers.
Right.
The Eagles have A.J. Brown. The Eagles have Saquon Barkley. The Eagles have, who's the other receiver?
Devontae Smith.
I always get him confused with the guy in Miami. You can have the quarterback. You also need dudes.
Yes, you do.
Zay Flowers, Pro Bowler. He didn't play. Like, you need guys around your guy. Steelers don't have the guy. They don't have the guys around the guy. That's my biggest takeaway.
Yep.
Applying it to Pittsburgh. All right, more on that. 412-928-9370. Nick Sirianni's career probably flashed in front of his eyes at the end of that game. We'll continue breaking down the divisional round. If you had a big takeaway, we'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Who do you blame most for the Ravens' loss last night? I say while smiling, because the Ravens lost. Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, John Harbaugh. You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. You could text us 412-928-9370. Here's another takeaway from this weekend. As a Steelers fan, Joe Burrow wasn't in the playoffs. Best he's done is get to the Super Bowl, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they might hang a banner. We ain't hanging banners in Pittsburgh for that. Josh Allen ain't been to a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson's not been past the AFC Championship game. and you've got maybe Justin Fields next year, and then God knows who moving forward, like those guys haven't been able to get over the hump, and you don't got a guy that's anywhere close to those guys.
Right.
Now, the thing that gives you a little bit of hope, at least me, is I watch Philly, and they got a shot even without an upper echelon quarterback, but your roster has to be darn near perfect.
Right.
And they don't have to go through Burrow and Allen and Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
You can get by in the NFC with a great roster. Look at the 49ers. They haven't had the guy at quarterback, and they've been going to Super Bowls. Philly, same thing. But you can't do that in the AFC.
No. No. And you know what? I was sitting here, I was like, maybe like the hope is that like if you see somebody like Jaden Daniels, you're like, you're thinking pedigree wise, like maybe Justin Fields can figure something out just because, you know, he is a top 10 pick and or he was a top 10 pick. But the thing that's different between Jaden Daniels and Justin Fields is accuracy, man.
Like, yeah.
Justin Fields isn't an accurate passer. He can throw the ball, he can throw well down the field, but Jaden Daniels, man, he's one of the most accurate passers in the league right now already. Like, that's what it's about at the NFL level. It's about accuracy, and I don't know how much you can develop that at this point in Justin Fields' career. You could tinker
right
with it a little bit and fine-tune it a little bit, but if you're either got it or you don't, I feel like, at this point.
You know, the other thing that stood out to me watching him is he's just cool as a cucumber, man.
Man, he was sitting on the bench, and he was just like, just stone-faced, just like, all right. Yeah.
Just even keel.
Yep.
Steady hand.
Yep.
And on the field, too. I mean, Detroit's defense flying around, and they're banged up. I get it. But they're bringing blitz after blitz after blitz, and he's just beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop.
I tell you what. He takes a beating. He's little. He's skinny.
Did you see the interview he did before the game?
No.
So he does this interview before the game. He looks like me. I mean, he's like a pinky, man.
Yeah.
He's going to get snapped in half.
Tough as nails, though. I mean,
no
he
doubt.
Just gets right back up. I mean, just tough. And that's a man. They did a very good job. They did a very good job with everything. They knew they had to move on and get rid of that owner because things were terrible. They knew they had to move on from their head coach and Ron Rivera. And they had to get somebody in there that was like basically a culture builder that knew how to get to where they're at right now. And Dan Quinn, they did everything right.
Yeah.
You got to give that franchise. They get Magic Johnson and the Harris guy. You got the money guy, and you got a former player that has money that understands the business. Like they had, and they get Jaden Daniels. And they
changed overnight.
Cliff Kingsbury. Like they did every single thing right in the last offseason.
That's another thing that I took away from this weekend is you watch the Rams, and they're just nowhere near as talented as Philly. They're not. They got a better quarterback, but that kind of gets neutralized with the elements. They're in that game till the very end because Sean McVay is a hell of a freaking coach,
and
he's a great schemer. Washington, Cliff Kingsbury. I would never want him to be my head coach. I would sign up 365 out of 365 days to have that guy as my OC.
Yeah.
So you got a great schemer there. I look at Philly, and they've got, what's his face?
Kellen Moore,
the lefty from Boise State. Recall not great. Monday, 6:40 a.m.
It's all good.
Great schemer. Super hot commodity for the head coaching jobs. All of these teams that advance, they're doing it with young, up-and-coming schemers.
Yep.
And here the Steelers are. And I'm not an anti-Arthur Smith guy, but he ain't that. Because they don't want that.
They don't want it.
No.
No.
I mean, even Buffalo, you just watch their motion and their design. Like, they do some stuff now. And Josh Allen, who turned the ball over a million times last year, he doesn't turn it over at all now, and they're still putting up a bunch of points. Like, it was really weird when they fired their OC last year. They were top whatever offense, five offense in every single category. Why'd they get rid of this guy? Now they're that, and they don't turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers don't have that. They don't have the guy. They don't have the coordinator. They don't have the stars. Damn it.
Yep.
You know what, though? It's not a bad weekend. Because it's a bad weekend for Brian Kelly, and thus a good weekend for everybody else. So Brian Kelly leaves Notre Dame, goes to LSU. with Jaden Daniels winning the Heisman, only wins 9 games. And you've got Notre Dame in the national championship game tonight. That's a bad weekend for Brian Kelly.
I can't stand Brian Kelly.
I know you can't. Me neither. I don't think America likes that guy very much. So if it's a bad weekend for him, maybe it's a good weekend for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a text. Wasn't Cliff Kingsbury available as an OC when we were searching for a replacement for Canada?
He was.
Yep.
Wasn't he at practice one day too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's friends with, I guess, Tomlin. I don't know. Yeah, he was.
I would not hire that guy for a head coaching job.
Couldn't
win with Mahomes at Texas Tech because their defense gave up as many points or more than the offense scored, and they scored a lot. And then every year down the stretch, they would fade whenever he was the Arizona coach. Great schemer. Hell of an offensive coordinator. He can't be my head coach. Texter. Oh, man. How about the Chiefs punter taking a safety when the line for the game was 9.5?
That is unbelievable.
Gives me 13-9 flashbacks. Take it a safety at the end.
What's the point though? Like, what am I missing? Because wouldn't you want to cover? If we're talking about like, oh, there's a gambling element to this,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to cover and not have the Texans cover?
Yeah, I don't think they did it. And a lot of people are saying, oh, right. They did it. It's all scripted. I don't really understand the strategy of it either.
No,
but
wait.
Some smart texter will tell us why.
So it was fourth down. And I guess they wanted to run the clock out.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to punt. I don't know.
That's a bad beat.
Bad beat.
That's a bad, bad beat.
Oof.
And then you look at the Rams-Eagles game right on the line. Six-point game. Vegas remains undefeated. 412-928-9370. What do we think Mike Tomlin, watching these games, took out a divisional weekend? What did we take out of divisional weekend that we can apply to the Steelers? We're talking about it. We want you to talk about it, too, at 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Here's a texter giving their take on the safety taken at the end of the Chiefs game, Dorn. 11 points is a two-possession game. Rather than punt out of your own end zone, you waste time and get to kick it off the tee 20 yards further. While making it a 9-point game, which is still 2 possessions. Thank you. But what about the gamblers? Why does nobody care about us?
Mm-hmm. Even though I was on the right side of that.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah. I left that out. I had my head down. And Rochelle was like, oh, my gosh, what just happened? And I like looked up. I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, why is the score that? Oh, my gosh. What is that? Oh. I just covered.
Money!
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, then I'm happy.
Yeah. And the Rams game.
I'm so mad. We talked about taking the over in that game because
mm-hmm.
we expected points.
Right.
And No.
The Rams? Or the
Lions.
Yeah.
We had talked about the Lions-Commanders game, but the total was 55.5.
55.5.
Like, man, that's like a college total.
That scared me.
We think there's going to be points, but that's such a high number. And then I wound up not taking the under, but I wanted to take the over. And we would have made money.
That was the highest, I think, over-under probably all year.
Yeah, 55. That's a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, let's do some math here, 76 total points scored in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just know Mike Tomlin watched these games this weekend, and he's throwing his hands up going, see, turnovers. It's all about turnovers. And it was. But you got to have dudes on offense.
To have a chance.
To have a chance.
And, like, I mean, we know it happened with Baltimore yesterday, but they still had dudes like make plays.
Yes.
Like, I mean, Bateman made a big play, a big touchdown. I mean, likely, obviously, Andrews, I mean, he made some plays and he made bad plays, but you still got to have dudes to give yourself a chance in a football game.
It's so discouraging to watch the Ravens with all that talent go and lose, and then you look at what they just did to the Steelers and you realize just how far away they are.
So far.
They toyed with the Steelers. They played with their food. It wasn't competitive at any moment in that game.
Nope.
And when the Steelers would give you a little bit of hope, the Ravens would take it away. And then the Ravens go out there and lose. You're so far away from being relevant. You're the 14th best team in football.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are.
Yep.
And I saw somebody tweet, God, the Giants are so dumb for not having Saquon. What does he get them? Nothing. You get a worse draft pick, and you're still not winning.
Right.
So I think the Steelers need to get a dynamic playmaker, a running back, but you're not going to go pay one, give them a huge contract. I don't want them drafting one in the first round. That, to me, is the last piece.
Yes.
You add Saquon when you think you're close. You add Derek when you think you're close.
I mean, these teams, they have really good offensive lines, too. Like, I feel like we love, you know, fantasy. We love betting. We love props. We love, you know, just exciting football. And that has to do with the receivers and playmakers and offense and quarterbacks and running backs. But at the end of the day, up front is where the game is won and lost. And if you could do anything in football on offense, it starts with the big guys.
Yep.
If you have, like, I mean, Buffalo, they have a good offensive line. Philly clearly has a really good offensive line. And probably unsung heroes for the Commanders have a really good offensive line.
And then you think about Los Angeles and the Rams and what cost them at the end of the game.
Exactly.
Kevin Dotson.
Uh-huh.
You pointed that out on Twitter yesterday. And I thought that they were all over it on the broadcast. Who was it? Collinsworth. Collinsworth was saying, this Philly defensive line is gassed. I mean, guys have their hands on their hips. And then Dotson takes that false start. They get to change a few guys out. And then they're over. They pan to the guys on the sideline who were just out on the field. And they are, I mean, they're dead tired. That could have cost them the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Then he lets, you know, he blocks down instead of blocking out. And Stafford gets sacked. And I mean, Dotson really, I think Dotson lost in the game more than Andrews did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you could make the case that they were going to win the game.
They were going to win that football game if he didn't have those two. If he didn't have that penalty and didn't give up that sack. And that sack wasn't like he just got beat. He had a mental error. He was supposed to block out. And it's Jalen Carter there. You don't want to leave that guy by himself. Like, it's rule number one.
Yeah. You know that guy's good when you try to block him.
Right. Like, I don't care who's inside. I don't care what you're supposed to do. We probably need to take care of this guy.
Right. That'd be like crashing down on Isaiah Loudermilk and letting TJ Watt come unblocked around the edge.
Exactly.
Just stupid. Mm-hmm. Texter. Crowley, punt from the end zone. Have it blocked for a touchdown. Now it's a one-possession game. We're done with that. Thank you. Don't teach me. I don't want to learn today. I'm not trying to read. I'm not trying to learn. We're just trying to talk. Texter. Ravens had 3 turnovers, only lost by 2. Yeah. That's the point. Yep. Someone killed me with that on Twitter last night. I said the Ravens are doing everything possible to lose this game, and that's before they started clawing back. And people were texting, they're only down by 8 despite all that. Yeah, that's kind of the point.
The point. Where would they be at if they didn't have that?
They'd be winning.
Right.
They'd have won.
Right.
They shot themselves in the foot time and time and time again.
It's playoffs.
Yes. Play clean or you're done.
Yes.
But you also need the stars. Tomlin views it the turnover way. Well, if we just play clean, we're going to win. You need to do both because these teams are chock full of superstars. You got to play clean and you got to have dudes.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers, you think about the Steelers skill position players and it's a bunch of guys.
Yeah, compare them to everybody else that we just watched this weekend.
Right. Like Najee's not a bad player, but he's not great.
No. I mean, he's not starting on the Commanders. He's not starting on the Lions. He's not starting. I mean, Kyron Williams is better than him.
Yep, I would agree with that.
Rams.
Yep.
And obviously Saquon, Derrick Henry, and James Cook.
And when you think about the number one wide receivers on all these teams, George Pickens is better than any of them.
Mm-mm.
I would take Puka Nacua over him.
Mm-hmm.
I would take, I mean, we don't have to list them. There's not a single number one wide receiver that I would take over George. Maybe take George over Save Flowers. Maybe.
Maybe. And, I mean, Worthy, I mean, being a young player, I guess he's their number one receiver now, but I mean, you could say Travis Kelce.
You know what?
Yeah,
that's true. That's true with them. And Buffalo, they don't got a bunch of great receivers.
Khalil Shakir, I told you about him the other day.
You did?
He balled out.
Talking about slot guy.
He had 6 catches.
Texter, read it and learn, Crowley. LOL. Have a good day. Hey, you have a good day too. You're going to have a bad day if you got to drive around on those roads.